gotta clean my hand. Yeah. Shit. If outside was clean, everybody probably would have slept on the sidewalk. I remember times where I used to watch where I walk. Used to always see dogs when I talk. I don't give a fuck what these niggas used to talk to me about. Cause I remember times they always want me to be stuck in the same bills they live about. But I know that this is my environment too, so I'ma build what I can live in for my dividends, for my next me. This is just the next chapter, writing new illustrations. You know, I used to be frustrated cause I couldn't even get the words together. Thinking always stressing like the shit won't get better. But practice made perfect, I'ma do this shit forever.
Especially in Philly, coming out the hood, how many one of them motherfuckers picking up a book?
Yo, I used to get so many fights because they like, you sound like a white guy. I'm like, I'm sorry, I know what the dictionary is, and I've read it, and I know how they actually, people even not even curse them anymore.
I know, that's crazy.
Write a check.
Like, I still, like, they be saying, like, now, sign your name. And I
signed,
you know.
They'd be like, what's that?
I mean, like, some motherfuckers.
They'd be like, that's fake.
But that's what signs mean.
So nobody can forge it.
Signing your name is just, that's how they do it. Like,
it's unique. It's
like, what's cursive? I'm not a cursive.
Like, yo, they would put up, like, a check. Like an old check and that to make sure that somebody wasn't forging your shit, and it was off by 1 inch. It was arresting you, even if it was you. I had too much coffee today. No, it's crazy, man. It's so. I mean, like I said, I was born in 85, so seeing this generation, I feel sorry like my kids, because I'm like, my kids are intelligent, and it's like if I'm dealing with this with adults. That should be on the same mental level as me. And they're like, my kids are smarter than them or handle themselves better than them as adults. It's scary. Especially if they're like giving all these people all these guns.
But now, the thing about it is, all right, since like, a lot of people from my
here. Oh, can I get a Dr. Pepper? Is there any cold Dr. Peppers at all? Or is there any cold Dr. Peppers? Or is it just the...
I don't know.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
I will.
I drink water all day.
Yeah, me too. This is actually my water.
This is my podcast, Melanin Dads. So I have 2,000 listeners right now.
Okay.
And I started in 2020. Like after my mom. That kind of like went down like the spiral of like just being like more like less suppressant of worrying about what everybody else thought, and you know what I mean? Like it's
that's you know, the biggest thing is one of the biggest problems.
Don't get destroyed by messy projects.
We don't tend to try to pick each other up.
I'm murdered, like
I've been this lifestyle of a baller, and anything in between. You know what I mean?
And how many lives we don't even remember that we lived through in our past lives, and that we're gonna live in our forward lives that we are fixing our mistakes.
The thing about it is, all your past lives, if they don't mold you into the person that you are and going to be. There's something wrong. That means you're not learning.
And guess what happens?
Experiences.
Now the universe starts really fucking with you and starts planting seeds and making you paranoid. Like you, all the stuff that you named. And when you're not doing what you're supposed to do, that's when it starts fucking with you. We all have mental health issues. It is meant to trigger us when we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing.
In the black community. The black community, at least 89 to 90% of black people suffer from mental disorders. But majority of black folks shun upon it. Or I ain't going to see no psychiatrist.
That's a white people thing.
Oh, y'all motherfuckers crazy.
Y'all white.
No, well, me, it took me until I was...
Your Taco Bell's warm breakfast quesadilla, crisp hash brown, Cinnabon bites, and...
40. It's the best night I've had in a long time.
It took me until I was in my 40s to admit that something wasn't right.
And then how much pressure... How much did that take off of your back just even admitting that and being comfortable?
I mean, it don't bother me.
No, it don't.
Because
but
here's the thing.
For me, it was like...
For years... Like,
it was like a grenade.
My family, growing up, my mom... No, she ain't play that. Nah, I don't really... Nah, I had no fucking...
Yo, I just found out my mom had bipolar disorder and my dad's mom had it. So it's like, you know, it's 50% genetic and 50% environment. Her is, yo... She knows we talking. Shit, what's your sign?
I'm on a cuff, sad to score.
I'm a Libra. That's why we connected. Libra and I, my wife knows. My wife is Sagittarius. She's December 13th. My brother, he's December the 14th. No, he's December the 15th. You'll meet him. He's coming down. So he's another...
I love a fucking voice.
You remind me of him. He's like a younger version of you. You'll see him. He owns the truck business and everything. He a thorough dude. That's my guy. Shout out to Casey Anthony.
So think about it. You lose a grandparent to a flood in a flood. Then you go into life by like 15 years. 15 years, you always think about it because we replay videos. We replay our, you know, in our memories. And then it's like you never heal from it. So you bring it into your relationships. You bring up all this stuff that you experienced in the past into your relationship.
And then you get a lot of women, especially our own women, who you a bitch nigga for having emotions. And it's like, all right, so now we got two options. One, we're going to start putting our hands on you. Or B, we're going to start pillow talking to somebody else that's actually going to listen to us. And that's a whole different can of worms.
And then that's the crazy thing, because like it's so much dealing with what we deal with, because it's like we're not taught any. I mean, maybe like the ones who have dads, right? Some people have their dads.
I've had my dad, but my dad was not. His dad died of a heroin overdose.
Trauma came in,
and now he's coping, trying to cope with what I'm going through by pressing his own trauma on. I'm like, Dad, this stuff that you got to figure out. I was like, you didn't do therapy. You went straight from what your childhood dealing with that to your mom being on drugs to then going to the army. And he from North Philly. He like, I mean, my last name, we share the same family as Kevin Hart. My last name is Hart.
Oh, wow.
So my dad's from North Philly. His dad, who died of a heroin overdose, was brothers with Kevin Hart's dad. And Kevin Hart's dad was a smoker as well. So they was probably out partying together. And my grandfather, you know. So he didn't have any type of...
Like a real... What's the word? I'm not going to say authority figure, but like...
I know, a role model.
Guardian, like, yeah,
role model.
Yeah. He didn't have a proper role model.
That's why I have two sons, man. I have a 15-year-old, Jaden, 15.
And when is your son gonna turn? Oh, so he okay? My son.
They're both
my
Aries.
Son is 15. Oh, okay.
They're both Aries.
I'm into astrology too.
Yeah, I'm a Libra.
I'm a Libra too.
That's why we're so connected, brother.
Yeah. My birthday is 18th.
12th.
My son's birthday is the 3rd
of October.
Yeah.
My daughter.
I'm sorry. My mom's birthday is the 3rd.
Uh-huh.
My son's birthday is the 23rd.
Of October.
So, but he's...
Scorpio.
But the funny thing is, my mom...
Hey, baby.
Me, my mom, and my son are Libras, right? Me, my mom, and my son are Libras. And on this side, his mama, his grandpa...
I love how you do that. It's like a tree, bro. Because I look at your veins. It's like a tree.
Yeah.
Oh, and the way you explaining it, it's like, you know, you're using your fingers.
Yeah,
as
like my brain. I'm a very creative person, so
you have to.
Yeah,
you have to.
But back to what I was saying. Like meditation, because I can always revert back to meditation. Meditation is what the black community needs. not just black community, the world in general. People. You know how they think they have like the worldwide meditations. Think about it. If we all got in unison and we had like a simple mindset of just one, or like maybe we say some shit like our intention was, I don't know, world peace, maybe. It's pretty lofty, but
not even that. Something as small as just being nicer and kinder to each other.
Think about that energy would actually do if it, because I know typically with a worldwide meditation, it's probably like, I'm going to say million people may do it, right? It's probably way less than that. But just imagine if 100 million people got at the exact same time, got in the exact same mind frame, exact same.
Like a million man march.
Yeah. And but we just
meditating,
focused our energy. And
I sure. I didn't even get there yet but when I was referring to
everybody
energy.
Out here good? Y'all good?
Yeah, we busting up. We just having a whole little energy
good.
Session
you're
right
good.
Now.
You're halfway, Jared. I told you, I said, goddamn, how long is it going to take? You've been in 3 hours.
Nah, I'm going to let
her. I'm trying to make sure she's straight.
Are you talking about the lady at the bar?
Yeah. It was the
she
other homegirl.
She's pretty good, too.
Huh?
The lady at the bar, she can rap pretty good.
I could tell.
The other chick, she worked for my other. So I managed the other location. Have you
where?
Been
no, I have not. Only reason I'm here because my homegirl Kat.
You live down here, right?
Well, I live near the mall.
Okay.
But the girl here, I don't know her stage name, but I know her real name's Kat.
Okay, you know her, 290. You know, we know where 290 is.
Bro, look, I'm getting goosebumps, bro, because you're talking some real shit. Because that.
I think
yeah, shit
police
is.
Do not be fucking with me because my vibe be high.
And you don't be on no fuck shit.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
But I'm talking about me. Yeah, shit is. Have you been in any arguments with people or family members that are close to you or should be close to you recently? Especially since Jupiter Rising just happened.
No. Okay. I've been actually lately. Things been really good for me. Like.
Your circle though, has it changed or has it evolved as far as the people that are close to you?
Yes, the people, well actually, nothing has changed. It's like people have given me way more, showing me a lot more appreciation because I'm a manager at the club. But last year, I was a manager. I had a different car. I had a Nissan Sentra, black Nissan Sentra, 2014. The new car got is a SUV. It's a 2019 GMC Terrain, and I got a raise. All the girls got to pay me $10. In my club, they got to give me $10 if they work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it's so popping, so they're gonna be making.
No, it's just because it's just respect. The way the manager which called it, it's like, and it's also to help me because I'm like really I'm a nice person.
I can
you know
tell.
What I'm saying? But
because you're also your Libra,
bitches would try to take advantage of that, and it's basically to help me. It's basically giving me
security.
A bit more security.
Yeah, security.
And,
yeah, because if it, they gotta think about it, if I'm paying you $10, that means I gotta act right.
And another thing is the how does Jupiter Rising? It must have some Taurian influence or something like that, whatever, or
yes.
Some Venus influence.
Yes,
along
heavy.
With the
heavy.
Because I started last week. I started dressing like this. I wouldn't even dress like this.
And I think you look fly.
Yeah, and I feel fly. I feel like my confidence got a little.
You just, my opinion, you need some like cufflinks.
Cufflinks, yeah, that's what everybody's
yeah.
telling.
Yeah, you need some cufflinks, like especially like when it starts getting. Like we got the same type of body style, so when I used to wear like suit jackets and stuff, I would go like Express, just because of the way our body style is.
This, oh, because they use a slim fit, right?
Yeah, they use slim fit, and on top of that too, they'll actually properly like measure you, and it's more urban too. I like urban. Like I eventually want to go and get like suited, like you know, tapered and everything. Yeah. My first time doing that actually.
Oh, I know we could go.
Like black owned too, right?
Out. Well, they're not black owned, but
I think pink. Pink
you ever heard
pink,
of Suits You?
Yes,
because it's really cheap. Like I went. Well, I wear like a 34, right?
Well, I was gonna say just with Express, you could use like Afterpay or Klarna. And then like too, like they have it where like inside it has a little thing so that they don't get like
dirty.
Not dirty, but when you wash them, they don't get this don't get wrinkled up. So they have like the little slits, tiny slits.
Oh, you slide them back in there, right?
Yeah, like they're tiny though. So it's like opposed to it being like all the way around, it's like literally it stops like right here. So I really think you should check. They always have like coupons you get in the mailers and stuff, where like $75 off $150 and stuff like that. So you can walk out with. I still buy all my shirts like my because they look very nice, and they're not too snug. Like you're athletic build and your height is probably what, like
I'm 5'5", but actually.
I mean, your shoes are already fly. I mean, you already look very decent. Like, and that's just, you know, that's somebody speaking from a city where we encourage our men through, like, telling you're handsome and telling you you're fly, because a lot of times our women don't do it.
Are they that tough out there?
Bro, I tell women all the time, I be trying to pump their gas.
They masculine like that?
Yeah, that's why Cat, we cool, because... Yo, I gotta pump your gas, brother. Yo, my wife's a loctician. She's a famous loctician. She got a salon out here, and she flies to Philly and does hair. Her clients are like you. They gotta pay her, like hazard pay, traveling pay, and they gotta pay a deposit, and then they gotta finish paying. Yeah, she needs to make sure she got her bank before she flies.
Wow. So she's that great of a
loctician. That is her gift. That's what God gave her. Like, God gave you multiple gifts. Like, I believe in when you said meditation, chakra is huge.
Yeah.
So because you meditate, you're able to hone on different things, like your throat chakra. Like,
and you know what? The crazy thing is, I just really been getting my throat. I think that my throat chakra has been like kind of closed for so many years.
The raises that you were saying, and the simple fact that motherfuckers got to pay you to be there just elevates.
I mean, yeah, I manifested it inadvertently because I wasn't even in. I probably was in kind
of. Let me go get my man's real quick. We'll talk. I'm not going anywhere. I just gotta make sure he get in. He good though. You. You good? Yeah. It's daytime. It's the daytime spot. I was out there. I was in the back talking to the owner. He owned two hookah lounges. He owned the one that night too. So I just was getting in with him. Me and him was out there smoking, but he get his shit from his dispensary up on Post Oak, he said. So I was getting that information. And Jordan's gonna fly.
You got some wood,
honey? Yo, I think last night when Fan went and got the stuff out of my bag, he took the backwards. I got game. Only thing I got in my bag is game. I could go to the gas station. Only thing I got on my card is $4 on my Cash App. So. But I got game. I got a fresh pack of game. But I always can go to the gas station right there. But when my homegirl come out, I can get a wood from her though.
Go, we're my young and the BBG, and all we know is go. This is the booze up.
I just gotta, you know, gotta ask. You look fly, bro. I just want to hold the door for you, that's all. I'm going to go get back with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. You are beautiful. God is amazingly good. Yeah. What's your name, sir?
My name is Reggie, man.
Reggie?
Yeah.
I know back where I'm from, Reggie means some horrible weed. So I know that's not what you... That's
no.
What, no, I know.
No, I'm like Reggie Jackson.
Oh, I knew it. But yes, like Bo, like the football player.
Yes, sir.
I'm Julian.
I'm Reggie. Man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you're born and raised in D.C.?
In D.C.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I came down here when I was 20.
And yeah,
started another family. I got out the way of a bunch of bullshit, you know.
That's me too. My mom was murdered.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's been six. It's well, October be 6 years.
I didn't have family members took out in the street too.
Yeah, man. But I think mine's was a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's just that my mom was in that life that she was a smoker.
Well, you know, I'm saying, you know, it comes to a little bit of everybody.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you know. Picking a certain class.
Yeah.
It took a bunch of people on, you know, by surprise, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I got off into it. I just got out the pen. 30 flat, you know?
30 years?
30 years in, flat. But, you know, us brothers from up there, we very resourceful, you know?
Yeah, they had me in the state hospital because they told me I was having a manic crisis. They good for that.
They good. I see they trying to get them drugs and test shit on you.
That's what I'm saying. So I just smoke weed and they don't.
Yeah.
And my people don't like it.
No,
even after I left there, I still was tripping out. I felt like I was on ice or something.
Well, you know, they'll put some chemicals in you.
They did.
Yeah.
Take these pills.
Yeah.
Take these pills.
Right.
I'm too intelligent for that, man. That shit dumbed me down.
There's no doubt. You're gonna be all right.
I am.
You're gonna be all right.
That's good talking to you.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to go head to the pawn shop.
Okay.
If I see you back,
we probably will see each other again.
Oh, why wouldn't we? What's your sign?
I'm Virgo.
You're a Virgo. I'm a Libra.
Well, we two of a kind.
My ex before my wife, I'm actually going through a divorce right now.
Yeah.
My wife's a Sagittarius, and my girlfriend before that is a Virgo.
Yeah.
And she called me out the blue and was just checking on me.
Yeah,
and we haven't spoken in about 7 years.
Yeah. Libra and Virgo got a lot in common. I don't care what the paperwork say.
I know what my mind and my heart and my soul say.
Libra, good people, man. They good people.
So is Virgos.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They about business. You know, they like, you know, hey. You know,
black and white.
Yeah.
And whatever you show me from the beginning is how I'm going to treat you. I'm going to put you in that box.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm looking forward to meeting you again.
Man. Yeah, well, I was saying that when I come back down because I'm waiting for... See, I sell weed.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm waiting for my other plug who sells everything else.
Yeah.
So he went to go see his plug. Yeah. Everybody got a plug.
Yeah.
Meantime, I'm going to go here. Well, by the time I see you, I'm going to have something to drink for you.
You be careful because you dudes, man.
Oh, yeah. That's why I only talk to certain people about what I do. Like yourself, even though we just met Mr. Reggie.
Yes, sir. I understand.
You're a good brother.
Principles and vibes. And
energy.
And you see,
and I'm big on the universe.
Positive energy.
Only positive. And I realize that my energy is too strong for fuckers.
Yeah.
That they don't like it, brother.
They will try to take you out.
They'll take you out.
You're enterprising. They hating and jealous.
I have a podcast. That's my business.
Yeah. Well, say my son, he's almost 40 now.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be 37 in October.
Yeah, see, you showing it too. I'm not talking about in appearance. You look 24.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? But what you're talking about things.
I talk about a lot more than that too, but right now we outside.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know.
So
I see your potential.
So when I get, I'm going like separated from my wife and everything. So I'm still looking for apartments, and I'm gonna grab your info because I would love to pay you for your time.
Say, let me give you my phone number.
Yes.
I feel like the perfect way to end this season would be to just candidly just talk. I mean, that's why I started this, just so I could just talk, because talking to people sometimes, talking to your kids, talking to anybody for the matter of fact, I feel like this is my way to communicate to the Lord or the universe, whatever which way it is. It always ends up being what it is. And to be honest with you, I'd be lying to myself if I didn't believe that I'm hurting. That after 6 years, you know, the thing is, when you don't live in your true self, the only people that's going to believe who you are new people. Old people are still going to think you have the same habits. They're still going to believe that you are this person that they never wanted you to be or never knew that you were. And then when you finally come into that light, you're just masquerading, apparently. That's the thing.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. Sorry if this is bothering you. A beautiful dog, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Thank you. I would say I wasn't hurt if I didn't allow people to know the part I played in the downward spiral of my marriage to my beautiful wife, Jair Hart. Because there's always two sides to a story, right? And the only people that know the truth is you, that other person, and the Lord. Because everything else can be misconstrued. I mean, look at the Bible. Just saying. For years, I tried to hide the truth about myself, and that allowed, you know, doubt, resentment to fall place into my marriage. Year one of us getting married in 2016, my mother was murdered. We got married March 9th. I always say March 9th. And my mom was murdered October 9th. Now, falling back a little bit, I knew Jair for a very long time. That was like my first girlfriend in high school, to be honest with you. And we broke up. We were young. I was working a lot, and, you know, she's young, like, explore life, I guess, you know? And I moved on with life. I still dealt with issues with my mom, you know, being on drugs and stealing my money and raising my little sisters, you know? So it was that. And then I met Jaden's mom. Now, the funny story is that
her birthday is December 13th. And my wife's birthday is December the 13th. So they're a day apart. So something was telling me I was supposed to be with her. But, you know, I'm a kid. I don't know any better. I don't know how to, you know, do right by myself, my body, let alone open the bank account. And Jane comes. And then, what, 3 years of that? Boom. Here comes Sage's mom doing off the rim a rebound, as you would say. Now, I guess the perfect man in that sense wouldn't even allow himself to do that, I guess. What? Do I know any better? Boom, another job. And I really did not like that relationship. But not being the man I'm supposed to be, that is just what I started doing. Not being home. Not being there. Being there for my son, but not just being there because I really didn't want to be with her. And if I just left, then maybe our relationship now would be a lot different. Maybe I know how to handle myself in certain situations when it gets tough. I don't know. I guess that's in the past. But the one thing about the past, that always has a way of being your future. And, you know, any man is supposed to rise to the occasion and not fall prey to pettiness and trying to, you know, trying to have his way and setting boundaries and stuff. You're just supposed to go along with what's going on and the bed you dealt, even though you don't want to have that bed anymore. You want to upgrade to a California king size bed, but you're not allowed to. And I made that metaphor because who I am now is not who I was. But because I was that person, I was that liar, I was that manipulator, I was that person who wanted his way the right way, but just didn't know how to go about saying it. So you realize that and you come in the sense of, okay, I'm going to speak up, I'm going to say my truth, I'm going to get my piece out, and it's still ends up being misconstrued. So it's like, what do you do? Everything I built, well, I thought I built, is crumbling down in front of me. It's like, what do you do? Now, no marriage is perfect. But there were certain things that I did, because I only could talk about what I did. I can't beat somebody up who has their own issues that they gotta work through. What I could have done was I could have, A, left a lot early because I wasn't mentally fit to lead a woman. B, stay in it and try to figure it out as I go. That never worked right for me. So I take the shortcut. Because that's what I did a lot of my life, taking shortcuts. Because just like my son Jaden, when it gets tough, we don't want to deal with it. This right here, this is the toughest point in my life. This right here right now. My oldest son, James, says, didn't even tell anybody I knew. He told his grandfather that he's scared of me. Now, he said that because I had some words with him because he put his hands on his mom. And one thing I grew up doing is doing the same thing because my mom was trying to steal money from me. Like, we got into physical altercations to the point where she would kick me out. And I would have to walk from Darby to West Philly to my grandma's house. And I lived with my grandma. I was tired of shit. And instead of me choosing my son, I choose the woman. And that backfired in my face. Because I allowed her to dictate my relationship with him when I moved. Last year, I had to get him a passport. This year, I had to get a round-trip ticket 2 months in advance on Father's Day. And she doesn't want me to call her my wife, but she bought my son his ticket, but his mom wanted a round trip, so she didn't send him. And I was pissed off. I'm like, bro, it's Father's Day. Nobody gets round-trip tickets in advance, 2 months in advance. I guess it's under the impression that I'm going to kidnap my children. I have no plan on doing that. I'm not trying to go to jail. I've already been in jail twice since I've been in Texas. I'm not trying to go again. Especially for kidnapping. And the crazy part is, when I was younger, my mom did that to my father. She took
a vacation once or twice a year. I want more freedom.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's why I had...
Sacrifice had to be made. You know what I mean? I don't work and have no sound. I'm burning myself out. Like, seriously, like, literally burning myself out, man. I'm like, oh, you got ass in there, man. And, you know, doing deep breaths and I'm like, you know, paying attention. I congratulate people's success, like, people just on television and stuff like that. You know, for them to get, I don't care how they got started, whether it's in music and acting or whatever the case may be, however they got they wealth, shall I say, I commend though. A lot of people might hate people because they got, it shouldn't be like that.
Nah.
Because a lot of times they not even happy.
Yeah, exactly. But still, certain people are still trying to, you know, get to a certain place in life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and so forth. So you're not supposed to hate peers. Whether that person is happy or not with the success they have, that's on them.
Right.
So they know what they're dealing with. They know what they're waking up to every day. But what I'm saying is, like, from a person down here, you know what I mean? And you see a lot. You know. But basically, it took me in the trenches, bro. And I see how they got it, man. Not from their talent, but how they perform certain things, man. You know, it's about forming like rock solid partners and people.
Yeah,
that's how they did it, man.
Yeah, that's yeah. From where I'm from.
Go ahead. Where are you from?
Philadelphia.
Putting together a triple fitting right now, ain't no man. Man, look what I'm listening to right now. Boy, who you think I'm talking about?
Meek.
Nah, not Meek. Who before Meek?
That's a lot before Meek.
Look.
Beanie Siegel?
Nah, Freeway.
Oh, Freeway? Oh, yeah.
See, I'm on this album. This one of my favorite albums. Man, let me tell you something. See, you mentioned Philly. See, I'm putting together a trip. I'm feeling a trip.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to get a name, though.
Like you actually are going there?
Yeah, I'm going.
Oh, okay.
I'm putting together a trip.
Uh-huh.
I'm leading to this website, Michael Wayne Films. I'm an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the film industry, bro. I'm in television, filming, and sports. Other things, too. But those are my main three.
Mm-hmm.
Television, filming, going in the end. But what I'm doing, bro, it's going to blow your mind. I got the vision that God gave me, bro. The sports going to be bigger. My foundation gonna be something else too, because when I done for God in the kingdom.
Yeah.
Work, literally kingdom work. You know what I mean? I sow into people. I don't care what I got. I don't care. I get my last.
I'm the same way, man.
Exactly, bro.
What's your sign?
Capricorn.
My son's a Capricorn. I'm a Libra.
Okay.
But that's the same thing. My calling and what's especially this journey in my life. Like I moved here last February, right before that ice storm.
The one up there, Sandy? No, here when the lights went
out. Everything, yeah. I moved a week before that. Yeah.
Here a week before that.
Yeah, that's Sunday before that. So I'm used to it. You know, we get four seasons up there. You know, I'm used to it. But for me, man, my biggest journey now is going through life without, like, my mom was, next month would be 6 years, my mom was murdered. That's what made me leave Philly.
Okay, really?
Yeah. So, I still have two sons that are still in Philly. I have a 15-year-old son. He goes to Lower Merion like Kobe Bryant did.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a school yet?
Yeah, Lower Merion High School.
Yeah, no, Kobe was my guy, man. Yeah. Kobe, see, I'm gonna come back. I'm born in 78, same year as Kobe.
Okay.
I'm from Houston.
I can't tell because a lot of the dudes here are weird.
Listen, I'm cut from a different cloth.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, what you see, if you get from here, you will see. I'm gonna tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Me being from here, I'll say the same thing. Serious. Yeah, I'm very angry. High school day, going to college.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone thought I was going to NBA, but I started chasing.
Yep.
You know what I mean? My first son came, I was 17.
Mm.
I didn't hear Kobe Bryant's story until after he made the NBA. I was at TSU right here, on our college, HBCU right here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the school I went to.
Okay.
I actually dropped out.
Texas State year. University?
No, Texas Southern.
Texas okay, State's of course. That son, well, HSBC, okay, yeah, I can see the Southern there.
My oldest son graduated from Texas State.
Okay.
That's just on my school, but the reason why I didn't play for the college is because I was ineligible. I was 17 when I started college. I didn't turn 18 till the following January. I'm a Capricorn, like I told you. So when Coach heard, when I was supposed to coach during that fall season, before basketball season started, during football season, we talked twice. The first talk, it wasn't like about my age, but about like where I played in the past and what school I went to.
Mm-hmm.
So I end up there at that moment. Second conversation, that's when he asked, how old are you, man? I said, 17. He was like, damn. I'm like, what? That didn't sound good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the way he said it.
Yeah, the way he said it. I was like, when you turn 18? That's when he said, man. I said, January. That's when he said, hey. I'm like, where you get that? You know?
Right.
That's when I got, you know, he said, you ain't gonna be able to play. You have to be 18 for the season to start.
Wow, so you had to sit on the bench.
Yeah, not sit on the bench, but wait for the next
to even fall. Exactly. Apply for the team.
Exactly. So I couldn't practice with the team. I couldn't do anything. He said, just keep working. I keep doing what you're doing. And from what he saw me, how he caught me, because I used to be on the court in the gym. But he didn't know if I was a student. Was just someone that
just playing ball, yeah.
So that's why he approached me the first time he saw me. He said, man, that's when he started doing history. Because he coach here. They got different coaches now, but that was the coach back then. But man, but that threw me off. I was so upset. I wasn't upset with him because he told me the truth. I was just upset with the fact that that's how much I love the sport, and, you know, passionate about the game. So I'm like, man, I got to win the whole year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and basically, so that's how I got off track. I was like, damn. So basically, I mean,
yeah, too much free time.
Freak day, you go. Exactly what I was talking about. What am I doing with time? I got the that right, club and partner, you know, you've seen them,
you know, that's, yeah, that's so, been, man, my whole. I came down here with my technically not my stepson and my daughter who'll be four this month, and my wife.
Right.
And we came down February, and by September, the September last year, I was diagnosed with bipolar.
Okay.
And then my marriage went downhill from there.
Okay, man, back in here, well, we gonna, man, take my number. Cause look, I got a fancy bag. I got a certification with the state of Texas. State of Texas through a ministry woman in my church. This was like 2000.
What's
18,
your number?
210-272-7170.
calm down one second, say.
I'm gonna text you.
I got you. Yeah, that is a peer recovery coach. So I'm saying talking about the state.
Mm-hmm.
How you utilize that. That covers all different types of mental things.
Mm-hmm.
PTSD.
Yeah, I got that from,
You see where I'm going with this? And basically, the woman, I didn't know why I was taking the course back then. I just signed up for it, you know? But it was only women in the course, you know? So, but I asked her after the first week, I said, why am I the only guy up here? She said, we need one guy, you know? That's what the instructor said.
Right.
She said, it's not just no woman's thing, you know, for women.
But guys aren't here signing up for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So she was like, we do, this industry gonna need more guys, more men, and so forth, like to get certified and to teach it, you know? She said, she's an elder, I'm 44 in my age, but then...
I ain't that far behind you.
Okay, well, yeah, she was like I said, I received this in 2013, and 14, 22. So, she said, I guess the state or the country, the government, saw the need. There's so much going on with the mental health with the children in these schools. It's so much. You know, so I started forming a company outside of this other stuff I mentioned for recovery. You know what I mean? For people who are gonna go through things, you know, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still actually putting that together. I want it to be the way I want it, and I want someone to take it over because I'm a former, it's like any business. You form something, I learn how people on the East Coast, I study it. Like people on the East, for some reason, like the mom said, wise men from the East. You know what I mean? East Coast, Houston, Texas. I'm not slow, but it's slow here.
Yeah.
I knew that. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
And listen to listen to music at an early age, going to college. It wasn't too much. I didn't even have no business mind.
Mm-hmm.
But something, a lot of people tell their stories in their music. And stuff,
of course.
But that was missing me. I wasn't hearing their story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a God had my mind fixed on something else.
Right.
I guess it was the entrepreneurship in those people.
Right.
That I saw a scene. I guess, like I said, that's where they got their start. Not everyone got into business, you know, and so forth. But and when I started hearing y'all guys from Ben and Siegel with Clifton and Jay. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I heard about another guy. His name was Spillage. You probably heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
You heard of him? And I saw listening to that dude with music. Oh, he passed away. You see him?
Yeah.
To your statement, I'm not even there.
Yeah. When I was, I'll be 37 next month. So, okay. When I was growing up, it was state property.
Right.
Gotcha. Meek came after that, but you had Cassidy. Gilly the Kid.
So Chris and Neef, was they from Philly?
Yeah, they part of state property.
Okay, gotcha.
They all those dudes are either from North Philly or South Philadelphia. Freeway and Beanie Siegel are from South Philadelphia.
So before being that, I don't know, I do more home, but being that that's your land and so forth, I don't know, man, it's just something about Philly. Places that I haven't even been on the up part of the East. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we just the way our, because people think it's a big city. It really isn't. I usually tell them to take the way New York City looks and just push it together because New York is small, but there's a bunch of islands. That make up New York City. But when you hear their music, a lot of people, a lot of kids from that city, we all have the same story. You know, our moms are on drugs or...
Same here, when it was like the drugs, what you call it, when they entered the crack cocaine era, and my mom was on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's her story. She just got to go. My biggest prayer was like,
oh yeah, I should be behind them.
So that was my biggest thing because when I was watching the movies I was watching, like New Jack City. You know what I mean?
Or
I was a child.
Yeah. Yeah. That was me too. Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly when they came out.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I knew what it was, but watching a movie.
That's why I like watching. Like, that's why I don't understand how people can watch TV or listen to music and just don't get to get what you get supposed to get. Like people like watch Snowfall. I'm like, yeah, Snowfall was my life.
Right.
Like, exactly. You know. Yeah, but that's what ultimately led to my mom being murdered, because she obviously, it was somebody she knew, because our house was like, it wasn't like somebody broke into it. She probably owed somebody money.
Right. See, my best friend was murdered back when I was 22. So they tell you what they did to me.
Yeah.
I'm 44 now.
That still haunts you.
So, exactly. It don't happen because I got God. You know, dude,
oh, yeah. Yes, me too.
What I'm saying, but at that moment in time.
Yeah, I was lost.
Yeah, I was lost too.
Yeah.
Although my grandmother introduced me to Christ in church when I was a teenager, I was forced to go. I didn't know what meaning of what church was. I just knew I just had to go. I'm a young adult, but watch this. When I found out, that man, I had lost like aunts and uncles, but that didn't break me. You know what I mean?
Right.
That just was a relative.
It was like, damn.
But no, that was the first death.
Yeah.
That mean, like, listen, bro, I couldn't freaking jump off a building.
I got it.
Once I found out, that was it. It's a true story. I speak the truth, you know?
Of course.
I'm good, man. But nah, man, I found that. I grew up in the land from the hill, so you might be from the environment up there or whatever. But I found out it was someone I knew that killed her. Like you said, it must have been someone she knew. It was someone I knew.
But wow.
I close to her. Yeah, the dude killed him, bro. But then he was in the street. I got out to him. The streets is like the hood.
Yeah.
We grew up in the hood.
Right.
So I'm saying, I got out. I once, I ain't got these two stories. I was like literally in the street for 2 years of my life. Like living.
That was me. That was me. Kind of now still.
Yeah, but I got so. I took it to God. I'm saying, it was his death that drew me. Like, drew me. You follow me? Asking questions. You know what I mean? But I want to ask some questions too. Like, so I knew, like, family and so forth like that. I knew, but for some reason, God told me, hey, you want to ask, come see my people. And, like, go to the church. You know, and so forth. You know what I'm saying? But prior to that, before I took him to the church, I was on a seek and destroy mission.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he didn't belong in the dirt. You feel what I'm saying? So I would tell like my grandmother, because it was murders in my family. Like my dad, he was never in my life. He did 4 years in prison. Just released 2 years ago. I don't know you, dude.
Right.
You just, my sperm don't work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know you.
Right.
Your family, they know you before you went there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a fact, man. You know, it's true. Don't bother me. Because I'm making a difference in the world. You know?
Right.
But anyway, no disrespect to you. You just gave your time to the state. You know what I mean? You figure out what you're going to do with the rest of your life.
Right.
He's dying right now. That's another story. But anyway, I was on a seek and destroy mission, bro. Because I was like, that's how hard, like, literally, I can imagine, bro.
Yeah, because like because now like me going through what I'm going through this divorce, like you should be able to call your mom
right.
and be like, hey mom, I need a hug. Yeah, so it's hard because I have two sons out of wedlock by two different women in Philly, and I thought marrying, you know, the person I married and then had a daughter with her, that my daughter grow up just a little bit different than I grew up with, you know, not seeing her mom and dad going through whatever, and different men, different women coming out, and just not saying like everything's perfect, but just having somebody who you forgiven them for everything they've done to you.
They still throw stones at you.
Yeah.
This is a God moment. When we started out talking about the PayPal,
yeah,
it took me to exit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not knowing anything about you. Now here we are sharing stories.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about. You know what I mean? Seeing you lifted. You're good in life. You here in my land. So I'll be joining. I'm here to say, bro, you tell me some things. This is because I'm going to be out there visiting and so forth. But still, man, I went to the divorce in 08. Not 08, no. I married her in 08. It wasn't none of my kids. My kids have already birthed to the world.
Right.
And my children, broken, not in the wedlock. He just was created. You know, I don't know how to be created. You know?
Yeah.
My daughter right now is 17, her last year in high school, you know? So now I got some trip going to these colleges. But she had to see that, you know?
Yeah.
Because her mom was with different dudes. I told her mom, you know, once we, her mom departed when she was 6 months old. They ain't walking yet. Because she wasn't ready for the relationship. I don't care how much money you got. You gotta understand the keys to life. Man, she wanna take this because you got more than me. I don't know.
Yeah.
A man's ahead. You gonna submit to me. Like, seriously. I have the final say. You know what I mean? I'm saying the baby was created. Then we talk about that relationship. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that was the case of my kid's mom before. She had my daughter. That's how I am. That's how authentic I am with women. I say, look, I'm going to tell you something. You going to get the good dude, you going to always get the honorable dude. But the minute you cross me, I'm out of there. Like, you know what I mean? I'd rather you be honest and truthful about anything. That's loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I feel like, well, that's how I talk to you. If I feel like you're going to stick my dick around, I'm going to tell you before I do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I'm going to exit away from you, you know what I mean? I want to feel guilty about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's just how real, because I know, you know what I mean? I overcame, that was after overcoming with my best friend, yeah. Like, you know, because God really brought me out.
Yeah.
I told myself, bro, I said, I was telling people, like, our closest homies and things like that, people here, like, look at the heat, we used to hang out with and do things with the club, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was telling people, I said, man, if I find out, I bet I find out. If I find out who did it, they gone. You know, I literally sent that message out there, you know? I was telling my grandma, I was telling my family, I said, well, they knew the that.
That's why I won't. That's why I haven't been ready to go back there.
Yeah, I can understand why. Mm-hmm. That's why. See, I'm sure you're a firm believer of the Bible, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you read stories in the Bible, okay. If you haven't, I don't know what story.
I grew up in. My dad's a deacon, so I grew up in church too.
Okay, so look, man.
Head deacon of that.
See, the Bible tells you this strength. It's the really. That's how you come. You know what I mean? That's the rock. Book of the Bible. Yeah. So, man, when I mentioned that to my grandmother, she said, I'm going to tell you right now. You know what she said? She said, you too short. She said, I understand, son. The hurt that caused you, that's your best. She said, I know. She said, well, let me tell you something. I said, how you think I feel? This is my grandmother talking. Me losing my own kids, my own daughters, some of your aunts that you might have been. How you think that I dealt with that? I said, you know, you put like a year, you know, and so forth. But her kids died from illnesses. You know what I mean? They're grown, but they want to murder them.
Yeah.
But she was just saying to say is just imagine the things I went through.
Right.
You know, she said, I'm gonna say it right here. She said, I know you're gonna make the right decision. Or you gonna make your decision. She said, right, she said, and you make your decision based off this. She said, think about your dad. And she was talking about the one that, you know.
Locked up, yeah.
There. I had two cousins and an uncle and my dad, whole murderers, right? And she said, do you want to continue that cycle with the men and his family?
Mm-hmm. Because it sounds like women just raising the family.
Yeah, exactly. She said, do you want to continue? She said, other men and his family. And she said, but you are the three. She said, you are the smallest one. Mm. She said, other men. She said, you talk. She said, I already know things about you that you don't think I may or may not know.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you lifted this whole family. She said, I know how some people in the family kicked you a lot when you were down. She said, but you are overwhelmed. You showed them, you know what I mean, what God truly means. And not just them, but his word.
Mm-hmm.
She said, and that's what God wants. She said, you're the only person out there like that, you know? A lot of people watch what you do, you know?
Yeah.
You change lives just by people not even.
That's why I do my podcast.
Okay. I started in 2020, right when the pandemic hit, and it was a way to just soothe my soul. And it turned out to, I started interviewing people who had similar stories as mine.
You need to get me on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sick because you hear me. You know what I mean? I'm starting one too. It's on my website. You're going to see the page. But I just put it on there like I'm podcast.
Eventually, when I get my own place now, I'm gonna do video. I've only done audio.
Okay, gotcha.
So I
like through the radio station or something.
No, it's through this app called Anchor.
Okay.
And they're owned by Spotify.
So it's like with the Breakfast Club type look, or you say video?
I don't do video right now. I just do audio.
Okay, so tonight we're talking about. So when I'm listening to the radio, like on certain mornings. I hear people talking about this thing park here, but they got people interviewing and talking about different things.
They probably have video recording, and then they have something that records their voice.
Right.
Or you could take video and change it to MP4 or... you can change it and then upload it that way. Because I've done Zooms with people, like interviews with people, Zooms, and changed that audio to MP4 or WAV file or something like that.
So Anchor, all right, so when you say, all right, so how are you streaming?
As you guys know, if you don't know, I'm about to set some things straight because... Maybe it's me, maybe it's other people, maybe it's just words that are being misconstrued, but the one thing that does never get misconstrued is this podcast, because this has been the only platform I've been able to just talk and vent and realize a lot of things that I wasn't able to realize before. And I started this project in 2020 because there was a huge piece missing of me. And mainly that was because my mom was murdered. But another big reason is why, because everybody just needs to know really why my marriage has failed. And to me, I can blame my wife until my face turns blue. I can blame her for every single thing that I felt like she's done wrong to me. You know, consciously, subconsciously, inadvertently, I don't even know that's a word, advertently. I don't know. But like, on purpose. That's cool. You know, and one thing I learned when I did decide to get married is that we're all human. And what you see on the outside of us is just flesh. And when you have flesh, you have temptation. And with temptation comes sin, yada, yada, yada. Y'all know how the story goes. Now, my story with my wife's, to me, it's always what I wanted. She's been the person I always wanted. But wanting, needing, and living up to those expectations. I don't know where I left off at. But for me, I wish I could go back in time. I wish I had a DeLorean. I wish I had a time machine. I wish I had some Dragon Balls. I wish I could go back and correct a lot of errors I made in my life. And the biggest error would be looking at this woman in her eyes and telling her that everything is okay. Looking at her in the eyes while she trusted me to be her provider, her protector, her nigga. And lying to her about child support, lying to her about my health, lying to her about the relationship that was going on with my kids' moms and not telling her that it's actually worse. And a huge part of me felt like I was justified doing those because I felt like it was the easy way, or it was easier than having a conversation with her. I felt like I was going to lose her again. I just felt like it would be simpler to hold those lies up. I wish life was easier. I wish it was I just wish that it was something I could say or do to fix everything. But then it just makes me very delusional. And I love my family. I love the person that I married. But I don't love the person I was at that time. Now people say, this happened and this happened. And you said that, you know, she did this, and those are all correct. Nothing changed that. But the first time she told me she wanted a divorce, I should allowed that. I should have gave that to her. But then it's like, well, if I did give that to her, I wouldn't have my daughter. If I didn't give those to her, I wouldn't have been able to spend 6 years of my life with somebody who I really enjoyed spending time with. You know, that's the sucky part. And as easy as it is to blame somebody and put the entire blame on somebody, it does take two to tangle. It takes two to say I quit. And at random times, I would be the one that says, I'm not giving up, I'm not quitting. But what am I not quitting? What am I quitting? What am I giving up? Because if I am just sitting around doing the same stuff, giving way to certain habits to form, what am I really gaining out of staying married except for saying, hey, I'm married? And that's overrated too. So it's like, you really have to take everything that you have and just move on and understand that as much as you're sad about it, as much as you are afraid about what's going to happen, you can't fight it, because fighting it is what releases the resentment. And the last thing is, I want anybody ever to resent me again, because that's the hardest shit to come back from. I wish that things were on a different time, but we're just on different planes of existence right now, because who I was is not who I am now. Who I was this afraid little boy who had, and still at times have, huge attachment issues. Who latch on to people because you're afraid. Latch on to people because it's easier. Latch on to people because you truly do love them and you're afraid to see life without them. And you know, I knew what I was signing up for when I married this woman. I knew that she wanted to be in a polyamorous relationship. But at one particular time, she didn't want that. She just wanted me. But as time moved on, I started dropping the book. You know, lying about finances, lying about child support, lying about the relationship, like I said, with my children's mothers, lying about things that I was afraid would drive her away. But the only thing I did was build a wedge. And that wedge led into a Titanic-sized boat. And, you know, there's no, like, mental illness. There's no reasoning for the way things transpired. Because at the end of the day, I still have to control myself as a human being, as a man. And me, I tend to get to talking to the wrong people. I tend to not learn. How you doing, brother? I tend to just not understand. And I start getting comfortable again. Now, what being comfortable does to you, it allows you to get back into old habits. It allows you to forget the reason why you're even trying to do what you're doing. And you always have to remind yourself why and where and when and how all these events transpired so that you could be the best person that you can be in that present moment. So, when it was brought to my attention that divorce was on the table 6 years ago, I said, no, hell no, I'm going to stay. And I didn't understand why. Now it's a whole conundrum of things where there's no looking back. I've made a bigger hole and dug it than what I even wanted to do. I've always told that you're supposed to fight for your marriage. You're supposed to stay. And I feel like if I didn't stay, if I didn't say, no, I don't want a divorce, then there wouldn't be no, you know, I wouldn't have my daughter. You know? It's like, because even when these circumstances or these instances came up, it was me fighting to stay. Even though she had to fight her own battles to stay. I'm like, no, I'm not signing no damn papers. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. All right. Well, this is what it is, nigga. Then what? What you gonna do now? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I could deal with that. Damn well I can't. And then you just start reforming to people because you don't want them to be out your life. It's something about love, man, that makes you do things that you wouldn't ever do. You know, my wife tells me to this day, her biggest regret is staying. And my biggest regret is allowing her to stay. And that's a pill. That's a heavy pill. That I'm trying to take with water, sand, bleach, pneumonia,
hydrogen peroxide, alcohol, green out rubbing alcohol, peppermint oil. I'm just trying to get a grasp at many straws on just being a better person. And just trying to move forward, man. Because as much as I'm hurting, because I am, I'm pretty sure deep down my wife's hurting too. And people always tell me, well, what happened with y'all? And a lot of times I'd be like, oh, we just ain't make it. Which is true. We just ain't make it. And looking back, anybody ask me, well, what if the next person wants to marry you? I tell everybody, I don't got it in me. And they'd be like, well, the right person just ain't come along. I'm like, well, how I know that it wasn't this person? Or the person before I got married? Or the person before that? You know, she always tells me I manifested you back in my life. And a huge part of me loved hearing that because it really meant that we were supposed to be together again. And a part of me is very sad that we didn't make it, because I didn't expect to be married and then divorce and then, you know, whatever I am now or moving forward, you know, in my life. I didn't expect everything that I built to be crumbling down. My kids, you know, my kids, I mean, me and their moms were never cool, so. I'm very thankful that I was able to spend the last 6 years with somebody who I loved for a very long time. It just sucks because I wasn't grown up enough to handle that responsibility of being married or understanding of what it truly meant to be married or just a lot of things that I feel like now, even before that, I knew that I wasn't doing right and just had, I got time. I got all this time. I'm good. It'll be okay. And no, I don't. And now, you know, at 36, I'm trying to figure out what my next move is. No place to live. No place to call my home. No girl. No wife. My one son doesn't talk to me. And my other son, I don't even know where he lives at. I say it to say is that as big or small as your problems are, there's somebody who's going through those same things, but probably even worse than you. Now I have to figure out what my next move is. I have to figure out what I'm gonna do. But right now I feel lost. You know, thankfully I have people here, but a huge part of me was about to move back to Philadelphia. Because I didn't know what to do. I'm hurting. And I gotta just deal with it on my own. As I'm walking up to pick up my son,
who's actually my stepson. But I've been his dad for the last 5 years. 6 years. And sucks because, you know, we're not even, Juju's not really at the age where she feels what's going on, but she knows what's going on. With this guy, I'm technically the only dad he's known besides his own. You know, so is that. What's going to come from that? You know, I wish I was just the man I was supposed to be. I wish I had answers for everything through the entirety of my life. I wish when I learned my lesson, I actually learned it and didn't plan on for the final exam. You know, we're playing it for the midterm. I just wish things would go back the way they were. I wish I understood this a lot longer. Wish I understood this a long time ago. About to put that R. Kelly song on. I wish, I wish, I wish and shit. But I understand, you know, in times like this and times like that, you had to rhyme like this and rhyme like that. That's what Meek told me. I just wish I was just a better man all around. I wish the part of me that was so bad and so harmful would just go away. That's so many misplaced anger that there's no coming back from it. I can say I'm gonna have somebody's back as much as I turn blue in the face, but what does that really consist of? These kids looking at me like they about to jump me. Part of me just wants to go to sleep and not wake up. Part of me wants to wake up and hope it's a dream. I called and told my wife today that I'm sorry for wasting 6 years of her life. Because I wasn't financially, mentally, emotionally, physically present. And
they'll find him. He'll sit in there. That's what happens. And then they'll find him. Far right.
Damn, mosquitoes, man. Yo, these mosquitoes is crazy out here. Sitting here waiting for these kids to come out.
Oh my God, that scared me.
wish I just had time to just fix myself. Watching these kids come out and looking at them and realizing how vulnerable they are, how free they are just to be who they want to be. They have no weight of adulthood, stress, press, rest, going without less.
Shop.
You ain't. Why ain't you going to school? You can't go back in there. All right. Well, your mom not at the shop. Why won't you go? That's the second time. The second time you left. You left school. You having to use the bathroom. Why are you not leaving before you leave your school? But why are you
holding the last 10 minutes of school?
Yeah, but why are you holding your pee like so long to where you feel like you're gonna pee on yourself?
I don't feel like I'm gonna pee on myself. I just have to use the restroom.
Oh, all right. Well, you're gonna have to hold that. What's up, brother? Have a good day. Try to talk to my kids.
I saw a lizard.
Right now?
Leaving the school.
Like a big lizard?
No, it was like a small one.
Really? Gotta go back to stop stressing. Gotta go back to a place of peace and understanding where I'm at currently in my life.